live from Liverpool. We don't need to talk about ghosts with Kevin Eustace.
Thank you, Big Lorry, going past. As you can tell, we have entered the realms of specialness because I have, it's not necessarily a lapel mic at the moment because I've clipped it to the shoulder of a very fashionable shirt. You think it's a rugby shirt, don't
you? It's a rugby shirt.
It's not a rugby shirt.
It is a rugby shirt. It's not made out of shirt material, is it?
But this indeed, yeah,
it's,
well,
it's not, got a collar, but it's
not made out of rugby
shirt.
Balls either.
No, but it's a rugby shirt. It's like a collared shirt, but a rugby shirt.
Nonsense.
It
poppycock.
Is.
Anyway. So yeah, welcome to We Don't Need to Talk About Ghosts, a special outdoor edition.
Special outdoor edition.
Featuring me, hello, and Becca.
Hello.
So what do you know, Becca? Tell the people what you know.
Tell the people what you know. And I had to persuade you to come outside in the sun.
I hate the sun.
Harder than it should be. Really?
I'm like,
all I want to do is be outside. It sounds like such a reasonable request.
Yeah.
And you're always miserable about it.
I'm like
fine.
I'm a closet goth. So I don't go all out and wear like, you know. I do wear black all the time, but I don't have like tattoos of an upside down crucifix on me fod or anything.
I mean, it's been warm. The past 4 days you have been wearing a black jumper. And I was like, maybe take the jumper off. That might help.
In honour of the Dark Lords themselves. Yeah. So we've just seen murder in our road, haven't we?
Yeah, we love a bit of murder.
We're two proper nosy little bastards. We had our heads off over the balcony.
Yeah.
Remember, we're on the third floor, so we get a big and overhead view. Yeah. Of these two neighbours, literally next door to each other, have an absolute carnage.
Yeah. Kev was like, I think I can hear murder, so we both rushed out.
Yeah, both rushed to the balcony. Yeah. And honestly, like the proper scowls, both sets of these neighbours, the proper scowls. Like, you know, the mother's out in a dressing gown. She's got literally got her head in her hands and bent double going, oh my fucking God. And like there's gangs of scowls pouring out. It was like the nest of scowls because there's gangs of skulls.
Yeah, if you can work out who lived where.
For our American and Australian, etc. listeners who aren't English, basically, a skull.
I should go down that way away from the main traffic.
Yeah, a skull is short word for a scally, and a scally is basically a scumbag. You know, the sort of person who thinks they're hard because they played Grand Theft Auto once. And, what you doing, lad? I'll fucking get the gang on to you. Them sorts of people. But yeah, they just kept pouring out of this house. It was like a Benny Hill sketch. I didn't know the house could hold so many people. Just cretin after cretin come pouring out.
Yeah. But then they made peace at one point with a fist bump, didn't they? So that was nice.
Yeah, but then somebody else came over and get out my fucking garden.
Yeah.
And he was murdering him.
Yeah,
it was definitely though, because it proves how just stupid scallies are in general. Because some of the scallies that were pouring into this house had their hood up. like they'd been in a house, but they had the hood on their winter jacket up.
And it's hot.
Yeah. I've used this in my stand-up routine before, but it does make me laugh when you see scallies wearing like North Face coats designed for the Arctic, snow visors in the hood in case there's a sudden avalanche at the shopping centre in the middle of summer. But it just really
I did like that line. And the leader of the expedition.
Yeah, exactly. I all wear them, yeah. Leaders of expeditions. Where's your big trek that you're going on to? Oh, we're going to set outside the spa. Oh, right, okay. Good luck with that journey. Yeah. Plant a flag.
So I had something that kind of jarred and upset me earlier.
Oh, good. Yeah, why don't we all upset?
I mean, not that much, but in an unexpected way. So I was scrolling through social media, as you do.
Yeah, which way are we going? Yeah. So you're coming straight down, is that a way?
Can you get down?
Well, you can definitely go down there and do a left.
Okay. Yeah, and there was this thing about, like, common phrases and where they originate from. You know,
right.
The meaning behind them. Like, so one of them
like
was...
Like, either way the cat jumps, that infamous saying we all know.
Yeah, that isn't really a phrase, yeah. Mm. One of them, like, it says, to go the whole nine yards, it reckons it comes from a time when people who could afford to buy the whole nine yards of the material that it would take to make a full suit, like, as in jacket, trousers,
right.
And vest and everything, like, and all. I mean, some of them I'm sure aren't true, but...
I thought the whole nine yards was something to do with... American football, like the NFL?
Maybe it is. I don't know. As I say, some of them probably aren't true. It's just made up, isn't it? But the one that jarred me was the phrase is roll up the window. And the explanation said, when passengers or drivers in cars need to adjust a window, they commonly refer to it as rolling the window up or down. This comes from the days before power windows performed the acts at the push of a button, back when someone had to physically move the window themselves by physically clanking or rolling a lever in their car door. Now... Are we at the age now, seriously, where what I think is an easily living memory has to be
Becca, it's not,
actively explained for the
yeah,
next
but it's
generation.
Not even in living memory. Our car has those windows in the back.
It does in the back, doesn't it? Yeah, in the front we've got the button, but it does in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, is that, I mean
to
am
be
I
fair,
just being overly sensitive?
How old is our car?
17.
17 years?
Yeah.
So a lot can take place in 17 years.
18 years.
Well, all right then. Oh, that's better.
Yeah.
No, a lot can take place in 18 years, can't it?
Yeah, I mean,
18
I know,
years
but
ago.
I know. It's
I had a PlayStation 2.
No, look, it's not that we've still got the mechanism or that the push button is new. I know the push button.
Hold on. I don't think you'll get heard over
okay,
that.
I'm saying it's not that it's the mechanism that we've still got the mechanism or that the push button is new. It is new. That's fine. But what I'm saying is it really that old that it needs an explanation for the younger generation
yeah.
of what rolling up the window means? Like, is that not... I thought everyone would just know what rolling up the window is. Like,
no,
are we actually
well,
at that
probably
point
probably a lot of Adele fans
going,
or, like, going, rolling up the window. Could have had a sheep.
What?
Rolling in the deep.
What are you talking about?
I said there could be a lot of Adele fans.
I know, but what are you talking about? I
don't know. It's too hot. My brain starts to fucking turn in on itself.
But what I'm saying is I didn't feel like... I'm old enough for that to be warranted.
Yeah.
Something like that to be in a list like this. Am I being too sensitive there? Like, I'm only 31. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, it's a good car. 18 years of age
I'm
or not.
I'm not talking about my car. I'm talking about the phrase having to be explained.
Yeah, but it's like saying... Apparently there was a thing called a penny farthing. Everyone's skitting it, saying that it's dead old. But I've got a penny farthing. And then saying, I'm not talking about my penny farthing. I'm talking about
the
phrase.
Yeah, no, the point is, I'm not talking about my car. I'm not saying, like, hey, my car's got one of them. I'm upset about it. I'm saying, we're not that far gone from that.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, that if somebody said, roll up the window,
you
would go, what?
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
Where
is it made of paper?
Where does that phrase come from? Yeah. Or, like, if they got in the back of our car, like, well, what do you do? Like, just pushing the handle. What do you do?
Yeah. I think one of the best things ever, though, in terms of technology and stuff like that. There's, you know, Kelly Rowland's, formerly of Destiny's Child.
Yes.
She done a music video in, I think it was the early 90s. You're going to get a lot of traffic here, unfortunately. Yeah, she done a music video, I think in the early 90s. And in that video, she's texting Nelly.
Nelly, yeah.
Because he also done the video with her, or done the song.
In the song Dilemma.
It was Dilemma, yeah, quite right. God knows who Emma was and why they had to dial her. Anyway, yeah. Dilemma in Dilemma.
I met this chick and she just moved right out the block for me.
I don't know the song. And I'm glad that I don't know the song because I
fucking hate hip-hop. You definitely know the song because it was everywhere at the time. Whether you like it or not, you will know every word of that song.
But I won't. I do not know the song Dilemma. But apparently it goes like this, which sounds fucking boss, I don't think.
That's the rap bit, not the singing bit.
Anyway. And in the video, if you pause it at a certain moment, I haven't done this, but it's been found and put online. She's waiting for a reply to a text. But when you look at the screenshot, she's wrote the message on Microsoft Excel. So she ain't getting no reply.
On the phone?
Yeah, she's using a phablet or whatever.
I mean, I was actually going to say, God, how did she get Excel on a phone?
I know, yeah.
That
more
sounds quite advanced.
Back then.
Yeah.
There was a thing as well, you know, like on them things that people from the 90s will remember, sort of, internet posts. And I thought, no, sorry, I was like in my prime in the 90s in terms of like 16, 17, 18, 19.
Yeah.
Not 20 then. I was actually. Anyway, doesn't matter. And one of them was, oh, do you remember having a pager and getting pages from your friends? And it was like, no.
I had a pager.
Did you?
Yeah.
See, this is the thing then. It's not about the 90s. It's about the generation after the 90s.
I don't know. No, I was quite young to have a pager, though, really.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, my age, I am 41, and if there's any listeners out there who are 40, 41 or 42, I'll give those three years.
No, definitely
years.
Right, because I...
I bet you none of them
I bet
had
you
a pager.
No, because I was...
Unless they were a doctor
really,
or Dougie Houser.
Yeah, exactly. I was too young to have a pager, really. I had one. My dad got me one, because, like, so when I was at my mum's, he could page me, I don't know. So I had one, like, surprisingly young. It was more of an older thing, really, because... Like, adults should...
Yeah,
like,
my dad had a pager for work.
There you go.
But I've never seen the points in a pager. Didn't a pager just, like, flash up, ring me from the nearest phone?
Well, no, it gave whatever message you wanted. So it could say, like, I'll be 10 minutes late, whatever.
Madness. But I never had a fucking pager. I didn't want a pager. No one was... No child is that important that they require a pager.
I was.
Yeah, whatever.
I needed a pager.
That's why I think... I'm sick of mobile
Becca,
phones.
We need you, stat!
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I'm tired of mobile phones and stuff like that. Because kids, like, I've got 3 nephews and 2 nieces. And there's no way on this earth that those nephews who are just starting first year secondary school or senior school, there's no way on earth that they need a brand new Apple iPhone. Except, you know what? Just give them a walkie-talkie. So that if they're in trouble, you can go, Mum, Dad, I'm in trouble. That's all you need.
You'd need one hell of a range on it,
maybe a GPS sewn into the bag in case they go missing. But no, that's all you need.
No, you'd need one hell of a range on a walkie-talkie. I mean, yeah, you don't need, like, the latest model of iPhone, but I can see why, once you get to high school, I think you do need a phone.
It's mad how your generation calls it high school.
It's not my generation, it's just me being different, because I went to a high school.
Yeah,
it was in the name of it.
Yeah, but I bet you say, like, did you graduate high school?
No, we don't say, did you graduate?
It was such an Americanism. Because
there was no graduation. No, it's not, because there was no graduation, but it was called high school.
You went to secondary school, that's what you went to.
High school.
You went to senior school, that's the proper English term for it. Senior school, secondary school, high school.
But mine was called a high school.
I bet, was there a junior high? Is that what?
No, it was just high school.
And was the two twins going around solving crimes? Oh, the Coburg's open.
We should go.
The Coburg's a nice pub. You can sit outside and have a...
We should go.
Glass of Coke. We're not going. Yet.
Ooh.
When it's warm, we can have a Coke outside.
What do you mean when it's warm? It's warm now.
It's not going to be warm for long.
Of course it is.
The clouds in the sky.
Ugh. Eeyore.
Well, I'm happy being Eeyore.
No, you're not. That's the exact point of it.
Was it Kurt Cobain who said, I miss the comfort in being sad? I think it was. What is that? Oh, it's a dog. I thought that was a child with a really, like, burnt face.
No, no, it's a
dog. It's a poster, by the way. I'm not just looking at, like, thinking that somebody's put a poor burnt child on a lead. We should have much less traffic down here now, because we're heading down to the dock side.
And to by the marina.
Yes, which is because we live, well, we started talking just when we left our house, and we live this short a distance to the River Mersey. Mm-hmm. We can walk down and see the infamous River Mersey. You'll know the song Ferry Cross the Mersey by Jerry and the Pacemakers. That's about this song. That song's about this river. And you'll have seen pictures of the Beatles on the ferry going across the Mersey, waving. That's this river too. Do you want to know an interesting fact about the Mersey?
Is it the Kinks one?
No, it's within one of the top 20 in the world, tidal divergences, meaning the height from the difference in height from when it's out to when it's in.
Oh, I see. Look, he's stand-up paddleboarding. I always fancy paddleboarding. We've done it once, haven't we? And we weren't very good,
yeah,
but I did get better at the end. At the very end, I got all right at it.
I have no semblance of balance. You know what? It really winds me up when people put the dogs on the paddleboard, because the dog's getting no exercise.
I think that looks amazing. That looks such fun.
Yeah, but it's just showing off, isn't it? Because the dog gets no exercise.
Yeah, but it works. You say you don't like it. You say you don't like it in hindsight. That time when I was like, God, there's a dog on the paddleboard. There's a...
Oh, yeah. When I first seen it, I thought it was the best thing I've ever seen. But then logic kicked in and I was like, well... What's the dog getting out of this apart from a fear of falling in?
Well, maybe it's to not leave him alone. He wants to go with his owner, doesn't he? He doesn't want to be left out.
Well, I guarantee you that when they go and get some sort of liposuction or Botox in the fod, because that's the only sort of people who do it.
No, it's not. Active people who do it. It's people who, like, no, you're wrong on this. It's people who take the dog with them up mountains. It's active people who have an active dog with them. You're definitely wrong on this.
No,
it's not posers. Posers don't stand up paddleboards because you're quite likely to fall in and then all your hair will get
No, but the posers were balanced then. I'm telling you, the only people that do it are the ones who are closer to the Instagram than the family.
No, you're definitely wrong. It's people who are closer to...
nature.
The kayak than the family. It's people who are active and the dog does everything with them.
No. In fact, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if 9 times out of 10 they borrow a dog.
You're definitely wrong on this.
And then go, thanks for your dog back.
No, you're definitely
Hopefully somebody took a photo of me and uploaded it to Instagram.
No, there are some times when you're just mistaken and this is one of those
times.
This
is not one.
I'm
bang on the button here.
You're not. It's active people.
Although I must admit when I was then saying, no, I did feel like Trump, which should say a lot.
Yeah, there we go. Well, if that doesn't prove it, I don't know what will.
You know what? You know the way where... I can't say that. I was going to say something which is reserved for Patreons.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, not that it's the biggest secret in the world.
It is.
You know the way our neighbour has a cat?
Yeah.
And we were saying, hypothetically, if we had a cat...
Yeah.
And we looked to move, the only building that we could actually move to, legitimately, is that one. There's a building right on the dock, literally right on the waterfront, and it allows pets.
Yeah. Not many of them are pets.
Not
apparently,
many of them in the
world. Government.
Well, in Liverpool, I mean.
Apparently, the government was starting to do a push to get more landlords to allow pets because they say, like, they're really good for, like, people's well-being and the mental health.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And there's so many people who aren't allowed them, and they're saying, like, why? You know, it's
yeah, exactly.
Unnecessary, really. So they're trying to push.
Especially in unfurnished houses.
Well, yeah.
And especially for long-term lets.
Yeah.
I understand for, like, a weekend in a caravan where you're like, no, because we might have somebody who's allergic to cats. Your cat's going to leave cat hair everywhere.
Yeah. Just
but someone's going to be there for like over 12 months.
Yeah, and
it's
I
like,
think
let them have a fucking rhino
if
they want.
All you have to do is put in the contract.
Disclaimer, don't have a rhino.
All you have to do is put in the contract anything
damages.
That the animal damages, you replace, which would be completely fair enough, wouldn't it?
Yeah, although I've been in the neighbour's house and theirs is part furnished, and both sides of their couch is suffering the wear and tear of their cat clawing it.
Yeah. Well, that's their business.
That's their business, not to do with us.
Nope.
Hate to be them when they have to move out. It is a glorious day, though, isn't it? If you like this type of thing.
Yeah, it's something. If you like this type of thing, you're such a misery. Everyone likes this type of thing.
No, you know why I don't? Because I like to be constantly... I will never be bored. I will never just sit on a couch and think, I'm bored off my face, what am I going to do? Because I'll always find an activity. And the thing is, the people who do sit on a couch and say, I'm bored, what am I going to do? They're the sorts of people who absolutely adore the sun because it gives them excuse to do nothing. And they go, I don't have to find something to do. I can just sit in this.
It's the bone idlest
weather in the world.
It's not the bone idlest weather. It doesn't matter whether you're sitting inside or outside, does it? That's not the point. I like doing it. I mean, this is quality time now, or it should be if you weren't moaning.
This should be quality time going out
for a nice walk, and like when we went to Thurston, that was lovely.
That was really nice
day. Like everything, every nice activity needs nice weather, really.
Did you see what Claire, I think it was, put on the Facebook group? There was an Audi that was towed away from Snowdon
on the day that
an Audi nearly ripped us off. Well, it just sped past us, didn't I? That was the other time. When we went to Thurston, when an Audi nearly ran into us.
Yeah,
Audi
swerved in front of us, didn't it? That was really interesting. But yeah, and the Snowdon, it was just driving like a lunatic, wasn't it?
Honestly, Audi cars are just like a beacon to dickheads. Like, you're a dickhead, drive me. You're a dickhead, drive me. Of course, unless there's any listeners who drive Audi, you're perfectly adjusted individuals. And I'm sure you understand how an indicator works and what tolerance and patience is on the road.
I mean, maybe that could be one of those things. Not all Audi drivers are dickheads, but all dickheads drive Audis.
Yeah, yeah.
Although you do get the odd BMW as well.
Yes, you do, yeah.
Oh, both.
That was my thing about shopping in Aldi, wasn't it? It's like, not everyone who shops at Aldi is an angry, aggressive stig, but all angry, aggressive stigs shop at Aldi.
I like Aldi. I won't tolerate this.
Well, I like Aldi. I think it's very good and it's very cheap and it does everything. And the fresh food's fantastic.
It's nice.
But everyone that we seem to see in there, 80% of them are an aggressive, angry little tramp and I hate them.
Yeah,
so there you
go. Aldi is... No, I'm all for Aldi. And to be honest, you always work these things up far too much in your head and it's never actually true. Like that time you were like, I'm not going to Aldi. Like it'll be murder. So you went and did your half the shop at Asda and I went to Aldi, ridiculously. They're only across the road from each other.
Yeah.
And it was fine. It was like, it was quiet because it was early in the morning. It was just absolutely fine.
Yeah, it was quiet because it was early in the morning because everyone who shops there doesn't get up till 1.
Well, then you're all right, aren't you? If you get up earlier, you should have no problem with it. Just get in early. You'd be fine.
That's true. Should you just say
it? You need to lighten up. You've been very negative.
No, I'm not. I'm getting it all out, so then.
Oh, great.
Because we're going to record a few when we're like this. So this is obviously, we don't need to talk about ghosts. There will be a Patreon one, which will come after this, which will be a much lighter Kev, probably.
I hope so.
Well, you say that.
To be honest, you're spoiling my vibe.
Hey.
You're right, hey.
Yeah, that random seagull. Everyone's probably thinking, why when there's loads of traffic around, do you talk? And when it's clearly silent and excellent time for communicating... You just listen to seagulls in the background.
You can hear the seagulls and natural wildlife. Look, all the boats.
All of the boats? We're in the marina now.
Yeah, there's a few like long boats, like a load of canal boats.
Canal boats, yeah. Loads all parked up. We went on a kayak here, didn't we, for your birthday?
Yeah, we did. And there's this amazing houseboat down here that we're so interested in. I don't know if it's for hire or if someone just lives there or what, but it's like just this big boat and there's a big square. And it just looks stunning, doesn't
it? But it is an actual houseboat. You know, like where you say, oh, and they can go wherever in it. I doubt very much that sort of boat.
You could cross an ocean in it, could
you? No, you couldn't get up a canal in it, I don't think. It's been that modded that much.
Modded?
Yeah, as in it's had modifications done to it. Get with the lingo, Becca.
Sorry.
Aye, aye. What? Yeah, that fella shouted it's a bit stiff.
No.
I doubt he was talking about his penis, but you never know. Sorry, everyone, I realise kids listen to this. I do apologise. Anyway, this is dead dull for people.
There's
they
a
can't
police
see
boat
this.
Over there as well. It's quite cute.
It would be dead funny, a police barge that goes like 5 miles an hour. Pull over. We will follow you. So in other news, obviously the dark paranormal. Dark. You're not doing it? The dark paranormal.
No, I was looking. I was debating suggesting a Coke in the marina.
Okay, well, that's twice that you've let me down. The dark paranormal.
Dark.
Yeah, that was the last time it appears on the normal feed. So it's now sailed away as its own show and means that if you don't go and subscribe, you will never hear it again. I know. But it also means that we have to do an additional we don't need every week. because I love giving content to the masses.
I don't really want to go on the other
side. Well, you need to go on the other side, otherwise no one's going to hear the thing you say. Get with the net, Chet.
The ghost.
What was that?
A Laura Marling song. The ghost that broke my heart before I met you. This way, just ghost that broke my heart before I met you.
Little ghost, little ghost. You're the one who likes some toast.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure...
White stripes.
Is he purposely trying to cut us off everywhere we walk?
I doubt it.
Yes, there's a...
I think he's just turning around. He can't be...
I don't think he's turning around, you know.
Is he staying there?
Yeah, he's staying there, right in the entrance. The actual entrance to the place.
Yeah. Can we go around him?
Yeah, we can
maybe
go
around.
Can we
through there?
It's all right. We'll just walk past. There's a chance we're going to get... You might get cut to bits here, Becca.
And through.
We're through. That was risky, wasn't it?
So we'll have to see what's the...
Yeah, we see how you get...
Probably don't go to the bar here, I would imagine.
No. Probably going to have to pause this, actually.
Yeah.
And we're back after our little marina coffee.
Yes, and we had.
Didn't have a coffee, though.
No, you didn't have coffee. It was a Diet Coke.
Pint of Diet Coke. I love fizzy drink.
I know you do, you're obsessed.
Probably to a fault.
Definitely to a fault, yeah.
Yeah,
just, you do drink it by the pint, like, all the time.
Yeah, if I went for a run, like, and it was parched, nothing would seem more appealing than a pint of cherry Coke with ice.
Yeah,
Diet
cherry
Coke.
You know what you fancy after a run?
Or cherry Pepsi Max.
Literally never ran in your life.
I did when I was in school.
Away from things.
But you know, like, where people say, have water. Like, fuck water.
No, water's the elixir of life. You need the water to live.
It's like saying, I'm going to put a picture up in the house. What are you going to do? I'm going to put a nice, big, blank A4 white piece of paper up. That's water.
It's not.
It is.
Water's what you need to live.
Whereas a pint of Pepsi Max is like
the
Mona Lisa.
It's not like... See, I treat fizzy drinks like almost like a food in a way. Like, I'm going to have that like as a thing, whereas you just have it on in the background.
No, I do have that as my breakfast. My breakfast is a large, strong coffee and a pint of Diet Coke.
It's such a bad breakfast, stop it.
Oh, you're saying that, but tell that to my kidneys. They love me.
They will. I need dehydration, like, all the time.
Yeah, it's definitely bad. You've got a superpower, haven't you, that you can tell if somebody's dehydrated by how they talk.
Yeah, I can hear it. Yeah, I can hear if they're dehydrated.
She's literally watching a news report and she's like, they need a glass of water.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, what a crappy X-Man.
Yeah. I said that to my dad once and I was like, you're dehydrated. And he went, do you know what I've had to drink today? And I thought he was going to go, I've had loads. And he went, I've had one cup of coffee. And I was like, you need some water now, immediately.
Yeah, I mean, is it a good thing to spot? It is if you're a doctor, but if your only knowledge of medicine is how dehydrated someone is. They could call you in like a bloodhound. Let me get back at it.
Just say
the sentence.
I've been drinking loads of water. No, you haven't.
Yeah.
Lies.
Just say the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. And they go, all right, yeah.
I used to do it in work. I did it to people on the phone as well. Like, if someone was in a different office.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, by the way, you're dehydrated. Go drink some water before you do that. What?
Do you know what's special about the sentence, the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog?
Yes, it uses every kind of sound that you would use.
No, it uses every letter of the alphabet.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I thought there is one that you. I don't know what it is now because I thought it was that. But there is one that uses every sound. So, you know, if you wanted to be able to, like, record and kind of like replay someone to say something, they would only need to say this one sentence.
Oh, and then you could edit them to
make every.
Really?
Yeah, so it includes every noise that every like inflection that you make.
God, that's a different. Not a different. That's a dangerous sentence then, is it? If you get that on tape.
Yeah.
Could get you saying all sorts of things like you're not dehydrated and things like that. Drink
fine.
Less water.
Yeah.
Have
you
a pint
need
of Coke.
Water, just have a Coke. Yeah.
I hate the libertines. That's what you.
Could you? Ooh, for sale. Is that tower for sale? We've always wanted that tower.
We've always wanted that
There's
tower.
There's a little house here, a tourist that we've always wanted. They've got a couch outside as well. We're gonna have to view that, even though we're never gonna be able to buy it.
Is it just the house though? Well, who's the thing? Who's the letting agent?
Sutton Kirsch.
Right, Sutton Kirsch. I'm going to find it. I'm going to see how
do
much
it.
It's worth.
Do it.
It might be apartments, you know.
I want it. I don't care. I'll have one, just one of the apartments.
Sorry about the delay, guys, but So we just need to find out how much. There's basically You explain what it is and why we always want it.
So it's right on the waterfront, and it's a really nice house and estate that you can walk through, but this one is like. It's like hexagonal in shape. It's like this little turret, but like that's the full shape of the apartment, and it's. Two floors, maybe three, and it's really, really nice. Like, right, like big windows, you know, like completely overlooking all the water, like in every direction. It's just stunning, really, really nice.
It is stunning. But you know what? I put in Sutton Kirsch Marina, which probably isn't the right thing.
Hmm.
I can't find it. This is also not very good content. Sorry, guys, we're just trying to find our dream house and how much it is for sale. Just a good start there. It's an ice cream van. Load your engines, please. Oh, by the way, cornets do exist. Everyone emailed me to confirm. Tony and Oz confirmed. In Australia, they call them cornets too.
My film's in for.
No, it's on bloody Sutton Kirsch.
I'm certain it's not on the website, is it? But
so this is a. And do you want to stay on? In fact, just so you can see how much this fucking thing is.
Right, for sale.
Because right now, I appreciate that you just listen to the sound of an engine. Right, okay then, guys. What we're going to do is we're going to sign off because right now we're just wasting your time. I do apologise. It sounds like a really strange sound to plug the Patreon and say if you want more of this.
I have a request.
Oh yeah.
From the listeners.
Go on.
So I don't ask for much.
Right. Well, you're asking
I'm just saying it's not. I haven't asked you for things before, but if anyone has bought the book, like through the Amazon, if you liked it,
don't say the Amazon though. Nan.
Sorry. Through Amazon. If you liked it, if you wouldn't mind awfully leaving us a review, I'd really appreciate it because we've only got a few, and it'd be really good. If you liked it, if you're not fussed, you know, don't worry about it.
Yeah, and if you didn't like it, leave a review. Tell them where we could improve.
No.
a lot of people have left reviews. Emma from Real Life Ghost Stories left a review. Very
yeah,
nice
no, we haven't had any in a while. We've only got five.
Oh, we were sold more books than five.
Yeah. And I think, so once you've ordered something, Amazon usually like send you an email after. And I think if you do it through there, it says it comes up as a verified purchase. And they're like really valuable, the verified purchase ones. Because obviously it's like people who like genuinely bought
them. Yeah, as opposed to just getting your nan who hasn't bought it to say this is a wonderful book.
Exactly, yeah. So if anyone wouldn't mind awfully taking the time, I know it's a bit of a nuisance, but we'd really appreciate it.
And there you go, that's Becca. I've got a request for the listeners too. Stay safe. Stay funky.
Oh, wait to make me look like a bellend.
Yeah, and remember, Becca's a bellend.
I want you to stay safe too, and happy and healthy.
Okay, sure you do. Oh, by the way, you need to share your salt and pepper sausage roll recipe. One of our Patreons asked. Or maybe someone on the Facebook, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
That could be a Patreon push, couldn't it?
Yeah, that's a bit secret.
Okay then, guys, as I was about to say earlier, we are going to continue this chat on Patreon. So if this has tickled your fancy, for whatever reason, then go to patreon.com/we-need-to-talk-about-ghosts, where we will be continuing our We Don't Need to Talk About Ghosts and our walk through Liverpool.
And hopefully we'll be able to tell you how much that house is. Once
yes, hopefully so.
If okay, that doesn't hook you in.
I know, yeah. Everyone wants to know how much this house is worth now. My guess, I'm going to have a guess, my guess is 300,000.
I was thinking about that, yeah. Maybe lower.
But we'll see who's right.
Yeah.
Tatty bye, guys.